Nikki. Today on the podcast, colours, lifes, 1 second songs, fire engine freakouts, and Nat Bass.
Big Bad Bass.
A Big Bad Bass in Thwaites.
Gotta say, so Nat Bass is hosting this new show on the ABC called Space 22. And it, in all seriousness, it looks so amazing. And it's kind of, the thing I love about it, and I haven't watched it yet, but I've only seen the trailer, but I'm so hooked in. And it's because Nat, I've known Nat for a really long time, and she's always done, she's so talented. She does so many projects, and she's posted this and sung here and danced there, and she's done everything. And she has said, like, this show is her life's purpose. And that's a huge thing for any performer to find in creativity and performance. It's like, this is actually why I was put on the planet. Like, facilitating these stories, helping these people through their mental health challenges is like her purpose in life now.
Wow.
And I think that is so powerful. And another reason why I want to watch it, other than just her in general, she's an excellent host.
Yeah. And that's huge, coming from someone who's...
It really is. And she's tried so many things, you know?
Yeah. She performed Voodoo Child at the Big Brother finale back in 2007. So.
And that was not her life's purpose, believe it or not.
Wow. Someone revealed what your favourite colour says about you. Surprisingly accurate, the results.
Well, I don't know about shy guys. I don't think that was accurate. That was just a really good out.
Yeah. He played the role nicely. You have the secret to a longer life.
I do.
Very simple.
It's one thing. That's it.
1 second song game, always fun. And State Fire Engine Day, statewide. A lot of New South Wales fire engines open for business. Peek behind the Iron Curtain, as they like to call it, or as I like to call it, as I just called it and will never do again. But the Fire Engine Day was good fun.
Can I say one thing I didn't say on air about Fire Engine Day? So when we were there on Saturday, as we were like, we parked, because I rode my bike then, we parked at the play park and then walked across the road. And as we kind of got off the bike, the siren went off on one of the fire engines, and I was like, oh my God, they're doing the sirens. And you could see everyone near that fire engine duck for cover. And I asked one when we got in there, and I was like, so are you just like setting the sirens off like every hour or something? Because it was like pretty much 10 a.m. And he was like, no, that was one of the kids.
Yeah.
Like, one of the kids has gotten in the front seat and gone, ooh, button, and flicked it, and the siren, and everyone's freaking out, panicking. But anyway, I think they deactivated the siren after that. That kid.
You'd hate
in
to be
there.
Standing in front of the truck when that happens.
Oh my God, it was so loud.
Yeah. The water needs to step into action there. Oh, I think we'll just probably turn the functionality of the siren off, actually. You can see it's going to be a bit troublesome all day if this continues. Well done. All right, well, good. Enjoy the podcast. Matt and Lakey. Big day in the Compton household over the weekend.
It was.
This has been big on the calendar.
Saturday the 14th of May. It has been locked into our calendar for months because my little Henry is obsessed with fire engines and firefighters, and we listen to Bounce Patrol constantly in the car. Every time we get in the car, he requests the Bounce Patrol song.
Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Firefighters fighting fires is the job we
do. I heard this on Eurovision over the weekend.
We turn up in our big
every car trip. Mom, play Bounce Patrol, the fire one. I'm like, okay, mate. He's obsessed. He loves fire engines. He's got a little fire engine toy. Anytime we see a fire truck on the road, if we're in the car, Henry's like, Mum, fire engine. And if the lights are flashing, it's an emergency. And if the lights aren't flashing, it's not an emergency. Like, he just loves it. So Fire Station Open Day, which was on Saturday, we have been talking about for definitely the last few weeks. It's like, is it today? Are we going to the fire station today, Mum? Do I get to sit in a real fire engine today, Mum? So Saturday morning, we woke up at 6 a.m. and he knew, oh my God, my son knew that it was fire station open day. And I had a bit of a morning planned.
All fire stations open?
All fire stations were
really?
Open.
In the
yes.
state, yeah.
And it was packed. They had a sausage sizzle there. They were giving away.
Right. Like, did you want to go?
I didn't realize it was hashtag all fire stations.
You should have come with us.
There was a local thing.
Well, we went to our local fire station. And so I made this little morning out of it because they didn't open. They were open from 10 till 2. Mm. So we've got a few hours in the morning, so I made it the big deal. We had this like nice breakfast, and then we went for a little bike ride, and we actually rode our bike to the fire station to kill a bit of time, got a coffee on the way. We finally we finally got there at about 10:05. And you can see the fire station's open. The fire trucks are in the front. There's kids everywhere. It was bananas. And
they still got the poles?
This fire station, I didn't go into... We only saw the fire engines. I didn't go into... But I'm guessing yes. I'm just going to say yes.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I've always thought it was the best strategy to get from level one down to the ground floor.
Accommodation upstairs, fire pole down. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. So I just knew my little boy was so excited about this day and I just wanted him to enjoy every single second of it. And so, you know, like we got off the bike and we held hands and we crossed the road and we walked into the fire station.
Yes.
And I'm just like watching Henry, like waiting for his eyes to light up. And he could see that you could just go and sit in a fire truck, like a real fire truck.
Go on, big end. Get stuck in.
I'm like, Henry, I'm like, where do you want to go first? And he just looks at me and he's like, Mum, I want to go home.
Oh. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino, sound the sirens.
And I was like,
what?
What do you mean? I'm like, dude. This is the day. Like, are you kidding me right now? And I think it's like the toddler version of being starstruck when you meet your favorite famous person. I think he got so overwhelmed and I was like, why don't we go and talk to this real fire person who puts out fires for... No, Mum.
Oh, no.
I want to go home. I'm like, do you want to sit in the fire truck? No. What if Mummy sits in the fire truck? Then would you sit on Mummy's lap? And I pretty much dragged him into the fire truck just to get a photo to send to Yaya because I was just like talking about this to my mum for weeks upon weeks on how this is going to be the best day of Henry's 3 years on this planet. And he just did not want a bar of it. I don't understand what happened. It was so frustrating. But I wondered... 131060, has your kid ever done this? Like, have they freaked out at a big opportunity or a really big moment? Like, I think there's this sort of, like, stigma around clowns performing at birthday parties.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the parents are like, let's get a child's entertain a clown to perform at my kid's party. And then the kids are like, clown! Yeah. And they freak out.
Santa at the mall.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you see those photos of children freaking out when they're near Santa Claus. And you're like, no, but we need it for the family photo. Yeah. Okay, I'm sure that little Henry's not the only kid that's had like a complete meltdown at a moment that was meant to be the greatest moment of his life that I organized. Like, hashtag no worries, dude, whatever.
Yep. Be plenty more Saturdays.
No.
Plenty more fire engine days.
We have to wait 12 more months now and then he'll probably be onto ambulances. You don't understand.
Yeah. Look out for ambulance day.
131060. When did the kid freak out?
Michaela's called through. Good morning.
Good morning, Maz. I totally get where you're coming from.
Thank you. What happened?
So back in the day, my daughter was obsessed with Dora the Explorer.
Yes.
That's all watched. I was getting told bum and oath from a three-year-old. It's beautiful. So we went to Dreamworld and I told her we're going to see Dora and she was so excited and we got in there and the first character she saw was Dora and she bolted 200 metres in the opposite direction.
It's the size of these things, isn't it?
Because
they're bigger than humans at the end of the day. Humans got to get inside there, so it's bigger than the human itself.
That's true.
Little TV version to big person version, totally.
Yeah, exactly. They're not expecting it. I remember I had my birthday. I lived in Dubai when I had my fifth birthday and we had it at Popeye's.
Oh.
And Popeye would come. Popeye, that was part of the package party deal.
Like Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah. Living in a caravan.
There's a hole in the middle where I can go piddle. No, that's a different
Popeye
song,
the Sailor Man. But he's a big guy in general. So, you know, you've got a big guy in a big Popeye suit replicating a big cartoon character.
Oh, my God.
His biceps, like the size of my dad's thighs. They're huge. I didn't like it. I did a Dora.
Yeah. I just did a bolt out the
door. Good on you, Michaela. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Christy, hello.
Hello.
Hi. You've been through a similar situation to what I went through on the weekend?
Yes. My son was 3, absolutely obsessed with Fireman Sam.
Oh, my God.
My mum and I both had the day off work to take him to go meet him. And my mum's his favourite person in the world, but he clung to me, wouldn't even look at Fireman Sam.
Oh, no.
So we got a photo and it's him huddled into my chair, trying to climb around my back to hide from Sam. Like you said, he's a massive guy, like so much bigger than a person. And he wouldn't even look at either of us for about an hour.
Oh my God,
they need so children funny. To play the role of these mascots.
So you want like a, a smaller version.
I want a 10-year-old. 10 to 12-year-old.
Kid-sized version.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, maybe
play,
that would
to
be
play
less,
the man.
Less intimidating.
Play the fireman's hand.
Then do we have to get mini fire engines for fire station open day? Like, where is this going to end?
Mini fire. Three-year-olds crawling around in the fire engine. So small six-year-olds probably playing the role of Bella Lasagna.
Three-year-olds can walk, by the way. They don't have to crawl around everywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what stage of growth each
I'm
age
just
is.
Letting
but
you know.
Yeah. Can they talk by then?
Yeah, three-year-olds can walk and talk and scream.
Good.
Thank you, Christy.
Firm handshakes?
Wet fish handshakes at three.
Okay, fair enough. It's more of a four-year-old's game. Null on 13, 10, 60. What happened when the kid freaked out?
I'm actually a firefighter, and it's actually quite common. You end up usually taking photos of the parents, not the kids.
Yeah,
inside the fire truck.
So you've experienced this as somebody who is usually there on fire station open day.
Okay. So it's quite common. But one thing I'd want to tell you, so because you don't really have to wait until next year. You could probably just go to your local fire station and either give them a heads up call or just a door knock, and 9 out of 10 times they're probably happily take your son through.
Private viewing.
We're back on.
No.
Controlled environment.
Yes, this is going to be
less
much
people
better.
Around.
Henry
chill.
Henry's a VIP tour kind of kid. Yeah. He really is.
I'll come. I'll come. Good on you, Noel. You got the secret to the longer life.
I have the key and the secret. I sure do. This is good news. Everyone, I think, wants to live a bit longer. Or everyone's chasing after that fountain of youth vibe. Like, how do I stay healthier on the planet for longer? And I think that's why the diet industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. That's why people are injecting their faces with butt fat. We do all this crazy stuff because we want to live a longer, healthier life. And thank God for the nerds in the United Kingdom, because they've conducted a study and they have finally put it down to one thing. Just one thing. Give me your best guess at how, like, what the actual secret to a longer life. It's just one thing, the secret to a longer life. Maybe that the nerds in the UK have done a bunch of research on about 500,000 people, and they have got one conclusion to share with the world via me.
It's got to be either vegetables or good sex.
Neither.
Oh.
But go for it.
I've been combining the two the whole time.
maybe those two things play a little bit of a part in somebody's overall happiness. You're right on the veggie thing because you need the nutrients from good veggies, and that's going to get your immunity up and all of that stuff. You're right on the good sex thing. Healthy relationships, all of that kind of stuff is important for our happiness. We're talking about longer life. The nerds have said, and this is from Dr. Paddy Dempsey from the University of Leicester. He has said that they can conclude that if you want to have more years on this planet, you just need to start walking a little bit faster than what you've been walking.
Oh.
The new study has found that having a brisk gait can dramatically slow down aging to the extent that walking faster in your middle life will keep you on the planet for up to 16 years longer than that of a quote unquote from the study, from that of a plodder.
Nice.
Don't be a plodder.
Don't plod.
Walk briskly. So a brisk walk is not just like watching your phone while you're cruising down the street avoiding the telegraph poles. Brisk walking is when you're concentrating on what you're doing and you walk with action and determination, much like me at Woolworths.
Oh,
when I have some shopping to do.
1 second song game, guys. 1 second song game. Who won? I think Maz took it out last week, did you not? Oh, no, that was still in the band game.
I won it. You won the week before because we involved callers. So the caller won, not you.
Okay.
This is Shy Guy's good game. This game.
Shy Guy's very good
at this. You're really, really good. You're way better than I am.
Only if the era is right, though.
He's got a sweet spot. He is beatable. Mm. He's shakeable. So
we'll see.
If you haven't heard the game before, I play the first second of a song. Got to figure out what the song is just by the first second of it. Title and artist. That's what I need. Here's number one. It's going to be best of five. Oh, no, it's on the tips. It's on the tips of tongues again.
Oh, my God. I know the... Scissor Sisters, Take Your Mama. Gonna take your mama out
all night. Yeah, we'll show her what it's all about. She's away. Get her jacked up
on some cheap champagne. I've never heard this song.
That's, you, all, well,
not
that's okay.
Heard well, the
I can't
Scissor
play
Sisters?
With us. I know that I don't feel like dancing.
Yeah. This was just as good. This was just as much as a bop.
One of their other many, many amazing bangers.
I feel I'll be at a disadvantage today.
Take your mama out all night.
Okay. 1-0 to Maz.
See how long it took me to get the to be forever.
Here's the next one.
Okay. Oh, that's hard.
All right, I'll play another note for you. Tropical.
A La 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 Long by Inner Circle?
No.
No.
Oh, no, it's not called A La 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 Long, is it? It's called Sweat or something.
Yeah. I know it.
Baby girl, it sounds like Shaggy. Is it a Shaggy song?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
That's not the main singer.
Baby girl.
That's not the main singer. He just employs that to set the vibe at the start.
Oh. It's not Culture Club, is it?
Not no, it's not Culture Club, no. No, it's not Come a Chameleon.
That's not what I was going for, but...
Can you go one more time?
Oh, I thought this would be all ballpark, man. Again.
I know it. I don't know what it's called.
I know it too.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's Peter Andre.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Peter Andre. Do you know the song?
Mysterious Girl.
Oh! Oh! Mysterious girl,
I want to get close to you. That's annoying.
One all. Shy Guy breaks back.
That's annoying.
All right. You'll both know this one.
Hey there, Delilah. Play
my
tea.
Play my tea. Go on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shall I go starting to flex those biceps over there? 2-1 to Shy Guy.
That was a good little tune back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Bit slow, but.
It's one of those slow number ones.
Yeah.
Slow number one. Yeah. Always playing on the radio. Here's the next one.
But don't impress me much, Shania Twain.
He's beating you at your own, Shania!
So you got the brain. That didn't impress me much. That was so fast. You're a freak at this game.
I'm good.
I think Shigo's got that unassailable
oh
lead.
Oh my God, yeah.
That sweet, sweet victory. No. One more for fun.
Okay.
Hey, Mama, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah, draw. Oh. Draw.
Well,
draw.
I said Black Eyed Peas. I knew it was Hey Mama too. I just did it around the wrong way.
Shy Guy again.
Oh, that it?
That's it.
Oh, cool.
Good
that's
game,
five.
Good game.
One. Again.
The Ash Barty of the 1 second song game. Another grand really slam for the big boy.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Does anyone care about my hair?
You can't just quit now. You need to see it through.
We need to know how bad it will get.
I care about Lakey Care.
Yeah. Yep, they care.
We put the call out on Friday because I made the bold call a couple of weeks ago now that I wouldn't wash my hair for a month. It was really just a snap decision, a rush of blood to the head. I don't know why I said it,
well, to
be completely honest. I thought it'd be funny.
It's to see if it self-washes after 4 weeks. Yeah. That's a myth out there, is that if you stop washing your hair with shampoo and conditioner after a four-week cycle, the natural oils in your hair... to the music.
No, just
well,
the
it's
hook.
Really relaxing.
Just 38 seconds. Got no power over that.
No, it needs music.
Can't get over it. Nah.
Nah. Anyway,
spot, so.
The natural oils in your hair, blah, 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 self-wash. And you stopped washing your hair, 18 days ago? What are we up to?
We're up to day 21. It's been 21. I've never...
3 weeks ago.
I've never not washed my hair for 21 days.
Okay.
Never not washed my hair for more than like... 10 days. Yeah. 10 would be my max.
Yeah, you said day 10 was
and I've got long hair. For people that haven't said, like, I've got long hair. Oh, yeah, very long for a boy. It's shoulder length.
It is.
So there's a lot of hair there. I've turned into, like, that sweaty, you know, like a sweaty metal singer?
Yes.
On stage?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, those action shots where he's got, like, 1 foot on the amp?
Yeah.
And he's singing?
Yeah, you just need
that's me. And that's not me.
Skinny jeans and more piercings, and you would really fall into that category.
Think about getting a tattoo. okay. No, this is annoying because, like we said, yes, it's fun for like 3 minutes on air. Yes, people, you know, we have a bit of fun. We play this bizarre music
what
in the background.
This what now? Is this what is
ice cream truck music.
Anyway.
What?
I don't know. But then for the rest of the time, like, you go home, you don't think about my hair again. Everyone who called in on Friday who says, oh, we care about their hair, they didn't think about my hair all weekend.
We haven't.
Then I have to live in my hair.
They're listening.
People care about the journey that you're on.
Well.
We haven't been updating people as regularly as we probably should.
Okay.
Well, which is why you felt like it was all in vain, and it's not.
The journey over the weekend was, on Friday my hair was itchy and sticky. It was itchy and sticky on Saturday. It was even itchier and stickier on Sunday. I've got a date today.
So this is the big question
now,
about the date.
She's probably going to think, oh, look at this boy. I've already got the bee sting on my forehead anyway, so I'm a swollen, greasy man.
You are.
I could be, does anyone have a gua sha? Does anyone have a gua sha? Because I could be a non-swollen, non-greasy man.
This
that's
is true.
That's normal me.
Now, what I want to know is, are you going to tell this girl that you're going on a date with about this? Because
absolutely.
Yes, good.
Absolutely.
Because what that shows is your level of determination and commitment to see something through to the bitter end. And that is a good quality, friend. That is a good thing. Okay. You cannot tap out. You cannot let the people down.
All right.
We want to know if after 30 days of not washing your hair, it will start to self-wash and become less greasy and less disgusting to look at.
Thank you. Tell you what, one of the more important TV shows on right now on the ABC kicks off tomorrow night, Space 22, the simple experience of some people who are going through mental health battles.
Absolutely.
And I guess an experiment to see if the simple act of participating in art can help heal them. Here's a little bit of it.
Almost half of all Australian adults will experience mental ill health at some point in their lives. And I'm one of them.
About 4 years ago, I had a huge breakdown. Actually, my whole body just shut down and I couldn't get out of bed.
I've spent 2 decades in the public eye as a performer on stage and screen.
That's Nat Bass. Natalie Bassingthwaite joins us this morning. She's hosting this thing. Looking forward to that premiering tomorrow night on the ABC. Welcome, Nat.
Hey, Nat.
Yes, good morning. How are you all?
Oh, we're good. When I watched the trailer for Space 22, I was kind of taken aback that I had no idea that you'd gone through your own, mental health challenges now. I've always seen you as, a mentor, to be honest, but so full of, like, spark and life and energy. And to hear that you in all of the stuff you've always done on stage, behind the scenes went through... It sounded like a really crushing time of your life. I was, felt for you, babe.
Oh, yeah, look, I mean, I definitely know that I'm not alone. There are so many of us out there that are going through similar things. For me, it's been an ongoing thing. You know, it's not like it's been like that for every day my entire life. And some people it is, but it's gone through waves and it's been about 20-something years now. So, you know, like it's hot or cold, it's on. Often you never really know when it's going to kind of take hold, but I definitely have learnt to do things for myself that help nurture that outside of medication as well as medication. So to take part in this show was just something that I just had to jump at. You know, I felt like it was a calling for me almost.
Absolutely. And so the concept of this show is that 7 people all with their own, you know, lived experience of mental ill health, and then they're taking part in, I guess, what we can umbrella term as art therapy and all different expressions of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like art and creative, you know, a creative space. I mean, so we go through things like mixed media, painting, music, and, you know, like all of them can be confronting to individuals. But, I mean, what has actually unfolded has been quite mind-blowing, and it was just special to be a part of it and witness it like on a daily basis, you know, like Yeah, it's pretty powerful. I mean, I spoke to the crew yesterday. We all had a Zoom, all of the participants, and it was just lovely to see where they're all at and what they're doing and, you know, if they continue to do art. And, yeah, it's been a wild ride.
Well, it's good to hear. So were there people at the start? I said, like, well, painting, I'm no good at painting, can't do painting. And it's probably, like, quite a revealing thing over, I think there's, what, 7 or 8 episodes going on. Because a lot of people, I don't consider myself particularly artsy, but I'd like to be thrust in that direction if I was going through something. I assume they all take out something.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, the whole point is you don't have to be great at it. It's almost just kind of like letting go and surrendering to what's going on in your brain and stop judging. And the act of doing something, I think, is, and like there's a focus. So what I've been speaking to the participants about, even at the beginning, is like apparently like, well, they said to me, like, they felt like they were going, there was sort of a focus and a task at hand, which often helps people with mental ill health, depending on what they've got going on, is like, okay, this is a task, this is what I need to get done. And art and painting, it's so fluid and there's like movement in it. So that in itself kind of released different endorphins and like, you know, scientifically things were going on in their body that without it wasn't happening. So yeah, I mean, it's been studied with the Black Dog Institute, have come along for the ride to kind of help study it and take notes to see what does and doesn't work. And look, everyone's different. So some things, like I might go, wow, I love painting, but I don't really want to take that into my real life and kind of continue it, you know. I think this is more my alley. When I need to kind of get out of my head and do something, this is more for me. So yeah, it's take what you will.
It sounds super interesting and hopefully like laying a foundation where art becomes like part of our prescription for dealing with mental health challenges, because we know like there's a mental health crisis in this country right now, you know, over 3 million Australians living with anxiety and depression. So hopefully this is going to put that on a stage where people can have access to other things to help them along their way.
Yeah, and not feel bad about it. I mean, we've been living in such crazy times, you know, that it's hard to feel like we're settled or we're grounded or that we belong or that we fit in or even that we can kind of afford to kind of keep moving forward, you know, like physically, mentally, emotionally and financially. So just to have tools that you can use whenever, wherever, that doesn't cost anything pretty much is an essential part of what we need right now for sure.
Yeah, raising awareness is one good positive thing, but actually, absolutely, you know, seeing it in the flesh and in a program, in a, you know, a series of episodes, I'm really excited to get stuck into this as well.
It's... Get your tissue box, though. Bring your tissue box.
Tissue it's boxes.
One step ahead of you, Nat Bass. Yeah. Got him right now. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., ABC TV. Of course, iView anytime as well. Space 22. Really looking forward to that. Thanks, Nat.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Well, that's a wrap for Maz and Lakey. But you can catch any moment from the show anytime you like. Download our free listener app, then search for Maz and Lakey. Follow us and you get anything you missed and exclusive behind-the-scenes content.